Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you today?
I'm doing just great. Thank you very much.
Me too. It's been a beautiful day, and we're halfway through September already. It was a gorgeous day, though. Nice day to be outside doing a few chores. It wasn't too hot, so I've enjoyed the day.
Fall came very quick.
Yes.
And well, I don't know if we're allowed to call it Indian summer anymore, but
Well, I just read today that the Southern Baptists are going to drop the Southern from their name. It's getting bad, Melody. It's getting sad. It really is.
Yeah, you have to just kind of almost look at it as humorous, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, it's sad. But you have to laugh or cry, one or the other.
Yep. That's a fact. And so let's go ahead and see what gold did today. Gold was up earlier in the day. We had a high of 1969. We're still struggling in the New York spot price at 1953, but I'll take it. Silver was up a penny at $27.21. Platinum was up $15 at $973. Palladium was up a whopping almost 4.5%, $2,432. USDX today was up 0.03 at 93.08. Crude oil was up a buck, 38.26. And I'm not sure what's promoting those big numbers for the industrial metals. The only thing that I could think of was perhaps this agreement between Israel and the UAE that perhaps, you know, they would be doing trading, you know, to where that would have some sort of impact. And that's if they can keep the peace in the Middle East. But yes. Anyway, so that's kind of what I was kind of looking at as far as perhaps the big moves in the white metal. And even the stock market today, the paper markets today, you had, you know, the Dow did nothing, the S&P did very little, and again, the NASDAQ was up about 1.25%. So the Dow basically unchanged, up a couple points at 27,995. The tech-heavy NASDAQ was up 133 points at 11,190. The S&P was up 17 at 3,401. And, you know, the headlines are reading about if Joe Biden wins and the GOP holds the Senate, it would be a nightmare for stocks. And we read all this same kind of stuff. It doesn't matter anymore. You know, they're going to pump money in the system to keep it going. It doesn't matter who's elected anymore.
But Biden did say if he's elected, we won't have as many hurricanes and floods. I'm serious.
Well, that's good.
It is good. He said he could help change the weather by, you know, taking care of the climate. So he's going to fix everything.
Well, good. He really has to do is flip the switch off.
There you go. Yeah, tell HARP shut down. But anyway, go ahead.
Shut HARP down. See, I told y'all I could control the weather. Oh, mercy. It just gets nuttier and crazier, you know, every single day.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, I talked about this often. You know, headline reads, President Trump wants a weekly Fox show. I said that's all along since day one. That's what he's been plugging for, and I'm sure he'll get it too. But here's something, Butch. Before we go on, this is out of the Pew Research Center. The U.S. image plummets internationally, as most say, you know, country has handled the virus bad, and you know, all of these surveys were conducted over the phone. Canada, Belgium, Denmark, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Spain, Sweden. And, you know, it's kind of, and it was all based on the virus and so forth, who was handling it the best and so forth and whatnot. And it's like, You know, they'll just go anywhere and try to find anything to make True. The U.S. look bad anymore. And can we come out on top on anything, Butch?
Well, not unless we do a lot of changing, Melody. We have to tear down a lot of statues yet and burn down a lot of monuments, and we have to change a lot to come out on top again. Hmm. We'll change our history, you know, and all these things. And, you know, as the Southern Baptists, they're going to take the Southern off their name because it's offensive. And we got a lot of change to do, Melody, before we get close to top again. According to a lot of people, anyway, that's true. Hmm. It's insane. America has been hammered, and America is really hurting. And no doubt about it, we'll discuss more that minute, but America is hurting for a lot of reasons. We're falling apart inside, internally, infrastructure, chaos in the streets, riots, financial. There's a lot of things happening to America that you've been saying, I've been saying for years, it's going to happen because America turned its back on God, started using fiat currency, and lost its moral compass. It's got to happen. It is happening.
It is. So, I mean, in the finances, it's a weird, strange week. I don't know why, it just seems, I don't know. I guess maybe it's because of the Federal Reserve is meeting. I don't know. It's just a weird week in the news. Maybe it's just because everything is focused on the election, and because of the election, you're getting to hear more and more about the virus and the various things, and of course you're hearing a lot about the book that Woodward wrote, and I'm not even sure what to make of that. I just can't believe that someone would put themselves on tape, I mean, don't you find that odd?
Yeah, you do find it odd, but I find a lot of things odd anymore. A lot of things don't make sense to what it used to, so maybe it's just us. Maybe we're the odd ones now. You know, Bolton's going to ask him to do a probe into a book written by Bolton. You know that, and he said there's some information disclosed in his book. When they've been classified, so DOJ is going to do an investigation on John Bolton. So, where does it end?
Yeah, but the thing of it is, you know what that tells me, though? If they're going to do an investigation on that because it was classified information, then it tells me that it was real, that he told the truth.
That's true. But isn't it insane? Is it making sense to you? I mean, like you said, it validates what he said. Shouldn't that?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you think that Barr would be smarter than that, and Trump would have been too? Hey, listen, it's not make a big deal out of this because people won't think it's really happened. That's just what when I read that, I thought it'll make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, the thing of it is, who's even talking about Bolton?
Yeah, really, he's kind of well off the radar screen.
But this Woodward thing, I mean, it's President Trump on tape.
I don't know. Man. This is the most screwed up election I've ever seen.
I mean, it doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't.
And it's like, why would he do that? He can't be that dumb. Why would you do that? What could be the reason behind it? It's not like you're tricking him. You're not tricking the Woodward into doing something. I think some of the stuff that he said is pretty severe.
Yeah, it is. It is. So I really don't know what to say. I mean,
I don't know either.
You know, there's been so much going back and forth from both sides, and I don't trust either side. I simply have to say that I do not trust either side. I wouldn't trust either one for good morning. People might get upset when I say that, but I don't. I don't trust them.
The things that he said, he had to know that he was opening the door. I mean, yeah, you hear people say, the timing of releasing the book and the campaign and all this kind of stuff. He opened the door. He had to know. Anyway.
Well, again, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. This whole election has been the most convoluted bunch of nonsense I've ever seen. Now Trump is calling Biden a pedophile.
Certainly, I mean, it's creepy, but I don't know.
I mean, I'm looking at this stuff and thinking these two guys are running for the highest office in the United States, and that's all they got on each other. I can run up the steps faster than Trump can, and Trump says he's a pedophile. Now, come on, people, this is it. God help us. I mean, if this is all they got to talk about, I don't even watch it anymore. I can't stand it. I mean, if this is all there is in substance in this country anymore, it's no wonder we're collapsing. I mean, hey, maybe he cannot run Trump, and maybe he is a pedophile. I don't know. But is this it? I mean, I'm not saying it's that important. If he's a pervert, that's important. But nonetheless, nobody's proven that. But we can prove the economy is on the rocks. We can prove a lot of things going on. That spending's out of control, but it's never even talked about. None of this is talked about. All the wars we're involved in all over the world, and bases in about every country in this world, we don't discuss that any longer. What's happened to the idea of making sense again in this country and involvement in foreign affairs? That's not even discussed any longer. It's no longer important.
Yeah, I know. And nothing is important anymore. And, no. You know, you hear Mnuchin talk about, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, where our debt goes. We're more in a crisis that needs to be done and so forth. And yet it's all business as usual. Business as usual. But, yeah, it is, when you think about, is this the best we have? And is this the best we have for how many years? They just keep getting worse.
They do. Each election, I've been around enough years to see each election's gotten worse. The choice has gotten worse and worse every time. And I know Trump had a big spiel in 2016. I mean, he was going to fix a lot of stuff. And I understand a lot of people bought it. I understand, Bill D. I really did. I understand. I didn't believe him. I'm not saying I'm a genius or anything else, but I didn't believe him.
No.
So I voted third party. Nonetheless, I hoped that if he's elected, he would keep some of his promises. I really hoped he would. And I can't even say he's tried or not tried. I just know nothing's been accomplished. There's nothing to speak of. And he had 2 years total control of the House and Senate, and nothing was done. So I have to believe maybe he's blown a lot of smoke. Either that, or he found out once he got in office, he doesn't have much authority as what he thought he did. I don't know which. But it makes no difference. Nothing's changed.
Well, you know, the reason he didn't get anything done in the first two terms was because he was distracted by the Dems.
Is that what it was? Okay. I understand. I did.
You know, remember the Russian gate, you know?
Oh, yes. And, of course, the impeachment come along, and I don't know. And we'll discuss more of that in a little bit, what the Democrats are saying they're going to do if Trump wins. So we got a lot to talk about here today as far as news, and it's a little bit on the scary side. It is.
But there's a lot of changes that are going on that people aren't paying any attention to. If you see what's happening, you know, with Israel, and you know, President Trump was nominated for the Peace Prize twice.
Yep.
This week, and it's true, nobody talks about it. Nobel Peace Prize. Nobody talks about it. There's a lot of things going on with the agreement of what was signed in the White House today, and I know a lot of it is due to the election and, you know, to get him reelected. I get that. It's a lot of it is theatrics, but it's still important. Pat Buchanan came out and he said the article was about, are the forever wars really ending? You know, and he talks about, I mean, the changes that are going on, and it's kind of weird to see these changes being done at the very last minute, don't you think, Butch, where Trump has ordered a drawdown by mid-October of half of the 8,600 troops still in the country.
Yeah.
William Ruger was just named U.S. ambassador to Kabul. There's another change that he made. It's a very interesting article to see if, you know, the changes in Colonel Douglas McGregor. He just named him. He was a retiring, ambassador to Germany, and he gave him another position. So it's interesting to see, you know, all these changes that are being done a little bit internally at this late minute. I don't know. Is it building up to something before the election? I don't know.
Well, I certainly don't have the answers. If you don't know, no. I sure don't know, because there's so much happening now in different directions. It makes you dizzy trying to keep up with it. It does.
But, so I don't know. We don't know what, you know Trump's U.S. foreign policy is here at this last minute. And, but anyway, interesting.
It is interesting. And, of course, the troop movement, the troop withdrawal. That should have been done 20 years ago. But nonetheless, it is what it is.
At least 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's yours. And a lot sooner if they had any courage in there. But, you know, I'd like to, real quickly, before we go to the first break here, cover, I got a magazine today from National Collectors Men. And people, I hope you pay attention to this. I have dealt mail this here term for a lot of years, and I'm going to tell you one of the reasons why. I have bought coins in different places. And I've seen, once in a while, a decent deal. But most of these places are ripping people off. And I'm going to just give an example of one of them. They have a Donald J. Trump Perfect 2020 Silver Eagle Dollar. It's MS-70. Got a picture of Trump on it. It's not a picture of Trump on the coin. It's doing the package for $79. For a silver dollar, folks. And I don't care if it is MS-70. That is a ripoff. They have the brilliant uncirculated Silver Eagle Dollar, which Melody has always in stock. The cheapest one is $49.95. Melody, is that a fairly high price, would you say?
Well, it's higher than my 33.
I would say just a little bit. And on the front of this magazine, it has a tribute to the United States, Cook Island, Liberty, it's supposed to be a $5 gold piece, but it's not as big as a real $5 gold piece. Anyway, on the back of it, it has a Liberty Bell. And talk about an oxymoron. On the Liberty Bell, it has Queen of England. My mind's going blank. On there. That's her picture on Liberty Bell. I thought we broke free from them. On the front of the coin, it has Liberty. It says Liberty 2020. Lady Liberty holding the torch. It's got a mask on her face. Liberty 2020, a mask on your face. This is what you're passing off for a coin. I mean, Elizabeth is on the Queen Elizabeth is on the Liberty Bell, and Liberty has a mask on her face. That's what we have, and coin prices are more than double what you're worth. Just thought I'd share that.
What's their phone number? No, I'm just kidding. Hey, we're heading into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We have the 90% silver quarters, folks. $2,100. I mean, I was just going back. We used to sell the special of $100 or a $50 face value and a 10-ounce gold eagle, and you could get it for like $500-$600. Now we're talking $2,100.
Absolutely. Should have bought it back then, more of them if you could. I mean, I was listening to get the gold price, silver price. The silver struggled to get about $15 for how long? Now it's 20, what'd you say, 26?
Mm-hmm. Well,
28,
right.
Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
Weren't you paying attention?
I was, but I forgot, see. But anyway, but I mean, we struggled to get to $15. And that wasn't that long ago, some months ago. Now it's 28. Mm-hmm. Gold was struggling to get up to 16. Now it's almost 2,000.
Yep. Folks, so, I mean, don't let it get away. And the thing that people have to remember, Butch, is if 90% silver went to $3,000, the fundamentals are still there. You know, and I preach about that all the time. So don't let the price steer you away. You're converting those paper dollars into real money, because this is just all going to end badly. And we just don't know when. But I think it's sooner than later. But I also know they can always pull a rabbit out of their hat every now and then. But don't wait to see what's going to happen. Get prepared now. Heck, then you can sit back and enjoy, and it's not going to be a fun ride. But even roller coasters can be pretty bad. But you get to the end and you're all intact and, you know, so forth. So it didn't seem that the ride was that bad. So I don't know if that's a good analogy or not, but sounded like a good one to me. 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. $100 face value, 90% silver, $2,100 includes your shipping costs. Butch.
Yes, ma'am. And folks, I hope you're going to pay attention, because Australia has been a fairly prosperous nation for quite a while. And I've watched it go downhill quite a bit. I mean, several years ago, they confiscated firearms from the people. And they started going down in a road to tyranny, no doubt about it. But now, Australia runs out of rice as police invade market protest. Now, listen to this. Australia will run out of homegrown rice by Christmas, which may help to explain why their police are killing people at farmers' markets. If the state expects food shortages, they must bolster the police presence and acclimate people to increase totalitarianism, particularly around food. The people are being backed out of the food market. This little video. Backed out of the food markets, screaming freedom at first, then they're screaming food, and the cops on horseback and on foot were pushing them out of the markets. Now this is just one market. This is several markets across Australia. For some reason, they're backing the people out of food markets. Let that sink in. They're also shutting down beef processing plants in Australia. Australia has always been a fairly, I think, profitable country. What's happened? Germany used to be a huge exporter of grain. Germany is importing grain to feed its own people. Melody, Germany's went downhill so much in the last few years under Merkel. Big time fall in a lot of different ways. But now they're importing grain to feed the people. Vietnam quit exporting rice. They make sure their own people are fed first. This, folks, Australia's out of rice, out of their own grown rice, where they raise it. Be out by Christmas. They can't not going to get in Vietnam because they're not going to export it. Germany's importing grain. Are these signs of the time, maybe for America too, Why do we ignore these signs worldwide and think it can't happen here? I don't get it. Folks, we can't be that naive. We can't be that naive and think that it can't happen in this country. Are we that much better than the other nations? Think about this. Please think about this and prepare yourself with some spacious metals, of course, and some storable food and a Berkey water filter. And I'm going to share with you where a spokesman for the HHS, Health Human Services, said we need to stock up on guns and ammo. I'm not making this stuff up. I wish to goodness I were. I wish I could say I'm making all this stuff up, that we're just doing this to blow smoke. But we're not. This is actually happening. It's happening. And Melody, this article says economists warn of fiscal fatigue as U.S. faces economic wasteland without stimulus. Now, let me say some of that headline. What they're saying here, Melody, is if the government doesn't give us money, our economy is going to collapse. How many times can government give you money, print it out nothing, and give you money, and the money is still be worth something? How many times can it do that?
Well, not at this point.
I mean, think about that. The headline, if they don't bail us out, we'll be a wasteland.
Well, yeah. And all these businesses and entities, they all know this. I mean, I've never seen so many various groups of businesses come together and go to the government and say, hey, bail us out. Everyone is crying for money.
But how can government bail you out when they don't make the money? I take it back. They print money. That's true. But they don't earn anything. There's no real money coming to you. They're putting it on credit, which will make your inflation and your cost higher.
Yep.
And then pass it on to your children and grandchildren. Now that's the American way, buddy. Let our children pay for it. This article says a whole host of economists and former Federal Reserve heads have warned if Congress and the White House fail to agree on a new round of fiscal stimulus, then we'll be at risk damaging the economic recovery, reported FT. As of mid-August, about 7 states, Colorado, Missouri, Utah, Arizona, Iowa, Louisiana, and New Mexico, have signed up for President Trump's emergency FEMA funds to shell out $300 weekly stimulus checks for those receiving unemployment benefits under Trump's August 8th executive order. This is a far cry from the $600 per week means Americans were receiving in spring through July 31st. A top concern ahead of the presidential election is that lapse in Trump's stimulus checks, also known as direct transfer payments, accounting for at least a quarter of all personal income. Folks, please repeat that. The stimulus checks have accounted for at least a quarter, 25%, of all personal income. When that comes to an end and these people's earnings or income drops 25% and they have a tough time making it with 100%, how are you going to make it on 75%? It says, but a quarter of all personal incomes artificially boosted most economy. Without a second round of checks, the artificial boost is set to subside. Artificially boosted, that's a key word. It wasn't a real boost. It was artificial. The only way to make it work again is by doing another artificial boost. It cannot continue like this. It has to come to an end. Melody, is this making sense to you? Am I making sense? Is this just not delaying the inevitable? We're going to make it a lot worse when it does happen?
Well, sure it is. It's going to hurt a lot more people, and they're going to lose a lot more of their money. I mean, it's that simple.
25% of personal income come from stimulus checks. 25%.
It's amazing.
Wow. It is. And now we have the businesses and citizens demanding more money so they can stay afloat, knowing that this will run out in a couple months too. It'll put the United States trillions of dollars more in debt. It'll cause inflation. It'll cause the dollar value to drop worldwide. And we think we're going to come out ahead on this? Any comments on that?
Well, you know, I keep thinking and I keep going back to President Trump. And yes, he's holding these rallies and so forth. And hey, I drive around town and the only signs I see are for President Trump. I mean, it ain't nothing for Biden. But my question is, you know, maybe President Trump sees what's coming down the path and he doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to be the one in charge when it happens. Well, maybe that's because I just can't figure out how their campaigning is beneficial. And I'm thinking, well, maybe he really is trying to get out. And all I heard this morning when I was listening to some of the news was there's going to be fraud in the election, period. And there ain't no ands if, and by massive numbers. So already setting it up. So I'm thinking to myself, well, it just is just occurring to me. It's like he knows this is going to come to a head in the next 4 years. Or maybe even after the election. And he has the 2 months to do what needs to be done, and then he's out of there. So if you read it that way, it kind of all makes sense. So
I don't know. I can't get sense out either way, so you see more sense than I see in it. But the House moderates have hammered out a $1.52 trillion bipartisan compromise for pandemic relief. Now, we'll see what happens on this, but the Problem Solvers Caucus, which had negotiated for weeks with the knowledge of the White House and the party leadership, will announce detail of their plan in 11 a.m. news conference. Notably, Trade Secretary Steven Mnuchin hinted at these discussions last month, noting that the White House could accept a $1.5 trillion deal. The caucus proposal offers key compromises on two of the thorniest issues in the stalled talks between congressional Democrats and the Trump administration. On aid to the state and local governments, the group is backing a $500 billion, splitting the difference between the $915 billion sought by Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and the $150 billion put forward by the White House. The group is proposing a $450 per week unemployment insurance extension for 8 weeks, which would then convert to a formula to cap payments at 100% of wages, or $60 per week, whichever is lower. Democrats have lobbied for $600 per week, while White House has sought $300 per week. Well, what's more, a $1,200 direct stimulus payment is included in the new proposal, along with a $500 per child benefit. That sounds good to me, man. I'll get another $1,200. I mean, golly, I mean, who cares? It's going to cost my children, grandchildren, all they ever earn in inflation and debt. Who cares if it's going to collapse the dollar worldwide? Who cares about all that? We're going to have a reset anyway. They're going to cut our retirement funds probably in half. In Germany, the young people say that they want the money from the older retired people because they're rich and they're not. So this is what's happening worldwide. This is happening worldwide.
I mean, it just really is amazing that the thought process of the youth thinking that they want it from the, you know, older people because they're rich. I mean, this is how these kids are being trained to think. Well, not think, but to follow.
They're socialists.
Yeah. Yep. Communists.
They've been trained in the public food system for so long that all this is should be run by freebies. And when the government keeps handing out money, why shouldn't they get it? I mean, you know, there's old people who are too old anyway to appreciate it. They're youth of the seeders. Why not take some of the money? Forget the fact that they actually earned it. They actually earned their living all these years. Forget that part of it. But people, this has been discussed. This is not make-believe. This is for real discussions happening worldwide. I happen to fit in one of those older people categories now. Never thought I'd make it, but I did. So it concerns me also. Any comments, Melody?
No, I have a while to wait. I'm 39.
That's true. Well, you know, being 45, I know it's close to me. Oh, my goodness, the way you struck dead for lying. But anyway, one more article here before break. Massive lines form outside Virginia food bank as demand hits 1 million meals per month. A food bank in Virginia. That's right next door to me. The economic recovery has stalled and in some cases reversed. The $600 unemployment benefits that Americans received following the virus pandemic that crashed the economy in March through April expired on July 31st, which means a fiscal cliff has been underway for 44 days as of September 14th. Millions of people are still out of work, the emergency savings wiped out, and insurmountable debts are increasing. As former Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen warned in August, Congress's inability to pass another round of stimulus checks would weigh on the economic recovery. Folks, the stimulus checks will not turn the economic recovery around. It has to be done through businesses and jobs, not handouts. But anyway, readers may recall about a quarter of all personal income is derived from government, so with it, when the lapse in stimulus checks extends for well over 1 month, that could lead to new consumer stress. In Richmond, Virginia, about 125 miles south of Washington, D.C., a food bank has been shelling out more than 1 million meals per month as a metro area battles deep economic scarring sustained by the virus-induced recession. Can you believe someone supposed to be intelligent as Janet Yellen said that without this stimulus, it's going to lead to more consumer stress? A stimulus melody is like putting a Band-Aid on an artery that's gushing blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to stem the flow. It may lessen it for a brief period of time. But you cannot have a economic recovery by giving money up printed from the government. It has to be by forth on manufacturing, jobs, and production. It cannot be from handouts. Does that make sense to you?
Well, welcome to the world in which we live.
Yes, exactly. But a million meals a month, that's a lot of people hungry. They're getting
yeah,
not hungry necessarily, but going without food. I mean, without that, what would they do if they didn't have that?
What are they going to do when it runs out?
That's exactly true. Exactly true. And people are so scared of the COVID. According to the government, less than 200,000 people died from it, although that number, according to CDC, is only about 6% of 200,000. Nonetheless, many more than that are going to die for a lot of reasons. Suicide, the murder rate's up, maybe starvation soon. So it's going to be a lot worse. This so-called hoax we call COVID. Now, the COVID's real, but it is not what they say it is. It's done the job, though, worldwide.
Yep.
And it hasn't went away yet, folks. It's still being hyped up every day on the news. Every day. The second wave has already started, according to on the news. So hang on to your hats. We're in for a rough ride. I'm not just trying to scare you, but you better make sure you're ready. Truly ready. Your turn, Melody.
Well, you know, Michael Snyder, and this kind of takes us a little off the program, and we got 30 seconds, and we can finish it up when we come back. But he talks about the differences between America 1950 versus America 2020.
Yes.
And you know what?
Yes.
There's just some things in there that it's just like, look at the change. And, you know, we haven't seen anything yet of how much worse it's going to get. You know, and we'll hit a couple of these when we come back. And it was like in 1950, gum chewing and talking in class were some of the major disciplinary problems in our schools. 2020, kids are literally gunning down police officers in the streets.
Yep, we'll cover that.
I mean, it's just incredible. We're heading into a break now, so we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 800-375-4188. Heading into the break, we were talking about Michael Snyder and his comparison of America 1950 versus America 2020. And I know, Butch, you want to talk about some other things, but this is just...
this interesting.
We all know
I highlighted some to share in the program today because this is phenomenal. The sad part is I was born in 48. I don't remember everything at 50, obviously, but I remember the things in the 50s and the early 60s. I was just saying during the break there how even back then, every car maker, Ford, Chrysler, and Chevy, and that's all they were, there weren't any foreign cars in the country then to speak of, were all unique the way they made their cars. They all looked different. They all had different features. Today, you drive down the highway, if you didn't see the name on the back of these SUVs, you wouldn't know it was a Subaru or a Ford or a Chevrolet or GMC. You wouldn't know what it is until you saw the name. They all look bland. They're all the same. That's part of the plan to make this country kind of, just kind of blend together. When you and I grew up, Melody, they actually had style in automobiles. They did. Things have changed even with that. But, in 1950, Texaco Star Theater, The Lone Ranger, and Hopalong Cassidy were some of the most popular shows the Americans watched on television. In 2020, a next Netflix film entitled Cuties is so trashy and so disgusting that four states have sent a letter to Netflix asking to be removed because it's fodder for those with criminal imaginations serving to normalize the view that children are sexual beings. Isn't that amazing? 1950, television networks will not show husbands and wives in a bed together. In 2020, adult websites get more traffic than Netflix, Amazon, and Twitter combined. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it just goes to show where we're headed, and we haven't seen anything yet.
No.
We haven't seen anything yet.
Well, the nation gets God turning into hell, Psalms 9:17, yeah. So I think we're heading that way.
But
1950,
you know,
a lot of people... Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I didn't know if you were going to add any more.
Oh, we got a bunch of them. I'd share a few more, not a bunch of them, right. But go ahead.
Well, there was a couple I wanted to share, too, but you go ahead with
Please
yours.
Please do. No, you go ahead. I don't want to cover yours up. Go ahead.
You go
first.
Ladies first.
All right, I'll go first if you want me to. In 1950, a lot of people would leave their homes and their vehicles unlocked because crime rates were so low. We did. We never locked the doors at night. Dad would latch the screen door, and that was it. In 2020, many live in urban areas that are deathly afraid of all the civil unrest that has erupted, and gun sales have soared to all-time record highs. In 1950, 78% of all households in America contained a married couple. Imagine that. In 2020, the figure has fallen below 50%. In 1950, about 5% of all babies in the United States were born to unmarried parents. I remember when that was a shame, folks. It was a shame to be pregnant outside of wedlock. In 2020, about 40% of all babies in the United States are born to unmarried parents. In 1950, new churches were regularly being opened all over the United States. In 2020, it's being projected that one out of every five churches in the United States could be forced to shut their doors the next 18 months. And the mayor of Lubbock, Texas, just said that opening a new Planned Parenthood clinic is like starting a church. Wow. In 1950, we actually had high standards for... You already read that one. So move on to this one. 1950...
Well, we did that one during the break, so...
Oh, okay. In 1950, we actually had high standards for elected officials, and people actually did research on the candidates before they cast their votes. In 2020, more than 4,000 people in the county in New Hampshire voted for a transsexual satanic anarchist in a Republican primary, and she is now the Republican nominee for sheriff in Cheshire County. Unbelievable! In 1950, the very first credit card was issued in the United States. In 2020, Americans owe more than $930 billion, almost $1 trillion, on their credit cards. In 1950, the United States loaned more money to the rest of the world than anybody else. In 2020, the United States owed more money to the rest of the world than anybody else. Now, that is definitely a flip-flop, is it not? And in 1950, most Americans were generally happy with their lives. In 2020, the suicide rate is at all-time record high and has been rising every year since 2007. Proverbs 8:36 says, "The nation that forgets God loves death." The people that forget God love death. Let that sink in, folks. Almost 100 million babies murdered. Suicide rate is at all-time high. Murder rates going up everywhere. But could it be that we've forgotten God? Would this be part of the situation, do you think? Let me go ahead.
Well, you pretty much hit them all, you know, and you went through them pretty fast. But, I mean, they really are powerful if you stop and think. From there to where we are today. And it truly is, it's sad, it's frightening. And where do we, and why is this all happening? How did we get here from 1950?
1963.
We're never going to go back.
No.
This is going to go on, and we're going to continue to decline. As
yes,
a people, as a nation, until something, you know, there will be an end. I don't know if it's a final end, but I mean, there are consequences.
Well,
there is
a reckoning. And if there's a holy God in heaven, and we know there is, there's got to be a reckoning.
Yeah.
He cannot let this go on forever. But Baltimore's on pace for the deadliest year ever. 46 shot and, now listen to this, 46 shot and 12 killed last week. Not last year, or last month, last week. Let that sink in. And county commissioners told that by law enforcement that Antifa staging gas cans to start more fires and armed with chainsaws to cut utility poles. This is Clackamas County, Washington Board of Commissioners. Me was stunned. The law enforcement reported Antifa staging full gas cans around the county to start more fires, and they are armed with chainsaws to fall utility poles to start more fires while blocking rescue vehicles. A deputy of the county sheriff explicitly told the county commissioners they have multiple sightings of these efforts. The information came from a sergeant on the street, but the deputy did not know the sergeant's source. One county commissioner said the commission should ask the governor to call out the National Guard. This is American, Melody. You think if people in Clackamas County leave the doors unlocked at night now? I mean, they used to.
Mm-hmm. And you know, everybody knows.
They used to.
Yeah. In 1950, Baltimore was one of the most beautiful.
Yes.
And most prosperous cities. And the entire planet, not the country, but the planet. And now look at the headlines that Baltimore makes because of the murders that are constantly occurring. You know, and you can say that the exact same thing about, you know, many of these other major cities.
Most of them, yes.
Most of them, yeah.
I don't like it. I don't, God forbid this happened, but we see civil war coming. Oregon homeowners warn looters amid wildfire. You loot, we shoot. They put signs up.
Well,
go ahead.
But I mean, we just went through a list, the difference between 1950 and 2020.
Yes, yes.
Do you
yes.
think the people, the majority of people living in 2020, living under those conditions, how do you think they're mental? I mean, they have to be some pretty unhappy people.
Well,
agitated.
And
this is why we see the chaos, because we've
seen
the
right.
decline of this nation and our values and our more that we talk about here all the time. Look
and
at the difference between 1950 and 1920. Or I mean 2020.
Absolutely.
That's and it's we don't go backwards. The only thing that would make us go backwards if there was a
repentance.
Couple of nuclear bombs that went off in this nation and brought us to our knees.
Repentance is a key word.
True.
Oregon homeowners have issued warnings for those who seek to loot and damage property amid wildfire evacuations, posting signs that state they will shoot and kill those who do so. "You loot, we shoot," read one hand-painted sign outside of your home, which is captured by KPTV journalist Devin Eskew as he covered the destruction. We won't call you family. Your body will never be found. Bang, bang, another sign stated. This is what we're talking about. The United States and its Constitution have 2 months left. This is Paul Craig Roberts. Bob Woodward writes to Trump's Secretary of Defense General James Mattis and Trump's Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats spoke together about taking collective action to remove Trump from office. General Mattis and said Trump is dangerous. He's unfit. This is the same thing that the generals and the CIA said about President John F. Kennedy. When generals and the CIA say that the president is unfit and dangerous, they mean he's dangerous to their budget. By unfit, they mean he's not a reliable Cold Warrior who will keep hyping America's enemies so that money keeps pouring into the military security budget. By serving defense contractors instead of their own country, generals end up very wealthy. Both Kennedy and Trump want to normalize relations with Russia and to bring home U.S. troops involved in make war operations overseas that boost the profits of the defense contractors. To stop Kennedy assassinating, to stop Trump, they concocted Russiagate, impeachgate, a variety of wild and substantiated accusations. The prostitutes repeat their various accusations as if they were absolutely proven true. The prostitutes never investigated a single one of those false accusations. Melanie, this is what we're talking about, America. And Donald Trump appointed HHS spokesman says buy ammunition as he claims Democrats are planning an armed insurrection after election and accuses CDC of sedition against president in Facebook Live rant. Now, folks, this is for real happening. Michael Caputo was installed to stop communications of official at HHS. He warned on Facebook that they're going to have to kill me, and unfortunately, I think that's where this is going. Said that when Donald Trump refuses to stand down at the inauguration, the shooting will begin. Followed a report by Friday Politico that Caputo pushed the Centers for Disease Control to modify. Anyway, he's saying some things here that nobody wants to hear. He's telling us to buy ammo and guns because they're going to be scarce. These are from head officials in the Health and Human Services Department, the spokesman for them. And we have Paul Craig Roberts talking about Mattis and Dan Coats all talk about how they're going to remove Trump. We see signs up: if you loot, we shoot. We're going to bury your body. Nobody's going to know you're missing. This, and nobody knows where you went. Melly, we're less than 2 months away from maybe this happening. That is scary.
Well, it is.
But, I mean, what else to say? And people,
I mean,
said,
I don't know. You know, I mean, you said something there that I wasn't sure of. You said something that he won't step down. Does that mean he lost the election or he won?
No. I mean, if he wins, he won't step down. Mm-hmm. Or maybe if he wins, I didn't say that. Could be. I'd want some clarify. Maybe if he loses, he won't step down. I don't know which. But either way, I do believe if he wins, all hell's going to break loose. If he loses, all hell's going to break loose.
Well,
and I'm not just saying that scare people. Folks, I'm begging you in the name of God that you get yourself prepared financially, first of all, spiritually. Make sure you're right with Christ, that you're born again and living for Him. They've been filled with the Spirit and know what I mean by being born again.
Yeah,
make sure
you're
right.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Let's go. Make sure you're right financially. And go ahead.
It is really the both sides that are.
It's both sides.
It's both sides. And it really does need to stop. And because the people are following them. Because people are followers, they're not leaders. They follow, and it's these people. And both sides, from the very top, are creating the situation. But
yes,
most people can't sit back and look at it like that. You know, they think they're, and it truly is. I don't know. I don't understand why they can't see it. And
well,
both sides are wrong. Both sides are wrong. They're dividing, and they're going to bring this to a head, and it's all by design.
Yes, it is.
That's the point.
That is the point.
You're being manipulated.
And people that are unsure of their spiritual condition or not ready physically, maybe, are fearful people, and fearful people are easy to push into a situation that they don't want to be in because they don't know what else to do. You know, that's the way
it's because they have no. That's very true, and I'm not disagreeing with you there. But also, look at the difference between 1950 and 2020. you think there's happiness out there? You think there's pleasure when you have to work two jobs in order to pay your electric bill? You get peanuts thrown at you. Nobody respects one another. There's no morality. We hate each other. Nothing is being spewed but hate. We hate, oh, if you don't think like me, I hate you.
That's true.
I mean, people out there are very unhappy.
And depending on the government for 25% of your earnings, your income.
I mean, they don't, and that's because their dollar doesn't buy the same as it once did.
Oh,
the
no.
People
19th,
are struggling. Oh, they're, and what else do they have? So they're angry. Maybe they don't know what they're angry at. So they're going to pick a side. They're going to pick either side. And that way they'll be able to get angry at the other side. I mean,
well,
it's, my gosh, how simple is this? How easy is it to see?
That's very true. But you know, Melody, I know dollars were scarce to come by back in the 50s and 60s, but a dollar used to feed a family of four. You could buy 12 hot dogs for a dollar because it's backed by silver.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. You still buy 12 hot dogs for a dollar if you use a real dollar.
And you only needed one person of the family to be working.
Yes.
One income could support an entire middle-class household. Today, you have tens of millions of people who don't have jobs and are filed for unemployment.
Yep.
More than half of all the households in some of our largest cities are facing financial disasters, and we're out of time.
Yes, we are.
And that's disastrous. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. Thank you, Butch.
Thank you.